When you fast, be not as the hypocrites, sad, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Sunday, we turned our gaze to the Holy Face. Today, we're looking at everybody else's face, and our own, perhaps, too, in the mirror, to see how the little ash cross came out for us. Well, you couldn't miss that big black blotch of ash, vaguely in the form of a cross, which you'll see everywhere after Mass today on people's faces. But our Lord tells us not to disfigure our face so as to brag to others that we're fasting. How does that work out? It's interesting. The Latin of the gospel. Sometimes, you know, if you pay attention, I'm all the time saying this, you can figure out a lot of the Latin because the Latin word is just like the English word that's a cognate. But then there's another category which the French call faux ami, a false friend. It looks like it's a cognate, that it's the same word, but it really isn't. And in the gospel today, Father McGuire, the deacon, just sang about how hypocrites exterminate their faces. The Latin is exterminant. In the olden times amongst the Jews, they exterminated their faces. They did something to them so that everyone got the impression they were very sad and they were in pain and they were fasting. But because we receive the sign of the cross with ashes blessed, doubly now with the sign of the cross, they're the old palms from Palm Sunday, holy sacramentals. Because we receive the sign of the cross, and because the cross is our salvation and our life and our resurrection, as we will sing during Holy Week, we do well to glory in it always, everywhere we see it or we wear it, today included. And so, whether we face a fast or a feast, we always do it with the Holy Cross. And just as we respect our Lord's cross, we show it reverence. That's a good thing to review at the beginning of Lent, isn't it? Do I make the sign of the cross frequently? Do I make it carefully and slowly and prayerfully? Do I start my day and my activities with it, just as I'm starting my Lent with it this morning? It's a reminder then today, just for a day, this cross that I see on everyone else's forehead, that our neighbor, my classmates, my brother or sister or mother or father, some relative, some stranger here at church or even on the street, they're all marked with the same sign of the cross unto salvation, or at least have been redeemed by that same saving cross. And our Lord means for them one day to bear that cross, the mark of the Lamb, on their forehead for all eternity. So, let me show my respect today for Christ's cross, and let me reverence it. You know, during the Japanese persecutions, they would have, the pagans would, a holy picture called a fumi, of the Madonna and the child, but sometimes it was a cross, and the pagans would throw it on the ground, and you had to step on it. And if you stepped on it, you'd be okay. But if you wouldn't, they would take you away for the most gruesome tortures, and eventually you would end up being crucified because of your respect for the cross of Christ. Now, what we're meant to do in daily life is a little bit that way too. That is to say, to respect our Lord's cross on others and not crucify him again by your attitude or your words or sometimes even your looks. We're meant to have a joyful disposition, even on a cold Lenten school or work day, when our Lord seems to send his own penances to add to the ones that we've decided to practice this year. This too is an excellent way, children, to practice reparation. Since I carry Christ's cross today, right on my forehead, I will carry his cross all Lent. And today, I'm carrying his cross, so I won't worry so much about myself. I won't worry about what others think of me. I won't brag about what I promise to give up for Lent, how hard it is, or how easy. And I'll try not to complain, because I do want to offer sacrifices to make up for sin, to make reparation, just as the angel told the children at Fatima. More, today I will see our Lord's holy face when I see everybody else's face, and the cross there of ashes will remind me. But I'll try to remember this tomorrow and all during Lent, not to sin with my face. How could you sin with your face? Oh, it's all too easy. I mean, the pouty look you give when you're in a bad mood and everybody else better know about it. Or your eyes that right away look and ka-ching, they judge and condemn. That look in your face, maybe, that condemns others. The mouth that speaks too soon, too sharply, and too much. The eyes that refuse to see Jesus in the very least of my brethren. He doesn't matter. I can do this. Who cares? Besides, I'm right. For all of this, I want to turn my face to Jesus today. He has my forehead. I gave it to his cross just now, didn't I? Well, for priests, of course, they give the crown of their head because that's where they have their hair cut when they start the path to the priesthood, the tonsure it's called. But for the rest of you, it's the forehead you give to our Lord. Can you manage to give him the rest? When I don't, then, and I remember, I'll quiet myself down. And I'll try to say a little prayer. If I'm at school, I could make a visit. Or at home, I could say a little prayer by a crucifix or a holy picture. That's called making reparation. But especially it's good if I can do it at church, before the tabernacle, and at Mass. The light that shines from our Lord's Eucharistic face is enough to light up my own, or it should be. Our Lord is all the time, by the Blessed Sacrament, repairing my face, as well as my soul. And church, the Mass, the tabernacle, that's his workshop. So today I promise my reparation to him, and I remember the lesson of Sunday. It's so easy. It starts with just looking, to look at our Lord with love at the elevation and offer him to the Father, and to look with a little bit of that same love at others today, my building blocks for a good Lent. You children will be making the Stations of the Cross every Wednesday during Lent. When you get to the Veronica station, remember you're meant to do something the same that that brave lady did for our Lord. Your prayer of reparation is the veil of Veronica lifted up to the face of Jesus in his passion. From my face to his face, one look could wipe away all the stains of spit and of mud, and of blood, and of sweat, which I see there. So this is my prayer. This is our work this Lent of reparation. Draw nigh to the Lord, King David tells us, and be enlightened, and your faces shall never be ashamed. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.